Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. The 18th of October marks Mission Sunday. To mark this special day, Emma McCarthy spoke to Divine Word missionary Father Timothy Lahan, the new Secretary General of the Pontifical Society for the Propagation of the Faith.
The mission territory isn't as far-flung a field as Latin America or Sub-Saharan Africa or the Pacific Coast, but perhaps the mission territory we need to look at is actually in our own local communities, in the big cities that we all live in so-called developed countries.
There's a French singer that sings a song. He says, "We have gone around the moon and we failed to do the journey around man's heart." Pope Benedict himself says, he said about 2 or 3 years ago, that what we need today is to touch man's heart, to touch the human heart. That's the mission today. The person in the Northern Hemisphere that's living in a material world which is full of material goods. Now we come to a stage where many are without work, where many have discovered that the material quest that they tried to overcome, if you could say, over the last number of years, hasn't worked, because material goods, all of a sudden we're told that there's no money there. All of a sudden we're told that my house is not my house anymore. It's the house of the bank. And then the bank has no money and I have no money. And all of a sudden we discover that money, what is it? So we have to go beyond that. And I think Mother Teresa puts it beautifully. She was talking to a group of North American businessmen, very, very rich men, Catholic men. And it was one of them told me himself after a couple of years after the meeting, he said, when she was talking to us, we were very, very wealthy businessmen. And one of our members said at the time, "How can we help you, Mother Teresa? You know, we can help you with something after your wonderful talk." And she just responded to the man. She said, "Love your wife." And he felt that she didn't understand him, so he came back again. He asked the same question. He said, "But Mother," he said, "we here amongst us can build hospitals for you. We can help you with the wonderful work that you're doing, and we want to help you, Mother." And she responded again, "Love your wife." So he asked her a third time, and she responded again. Then he said, Why? Because, she said, once there's love, once you love, then the other will come. The other will come. So I think that's very important. Once I discover love, God is love. So once I discover God, who is love in my life, and God who has loved me into being, and God who has loved me into transforming me as a son of Adam, when God transforms me, and when I discover that transformation of God in my life, that's the good news. That's the good news for me. So I go out and I help others to understand that good news. And then we become a family. And that's what we're called, the people of God. The church is called the people of God. And that's why we're called the people of God. And then as a people of God, we act as a people of God amongst ourselves. And then we go forth as a people of God into the economic world of today, into the economic crisis of today in Northern Europe. And as a people of God, we react to the problems that the economic situation is causing in the boardroom of the bank, in the boardroom of the company, and that reaction will help us amongst ourselves, but that reaction will also take us to the wider world. Because if you look at the whole ecosystem today, we're talking about that all this global warming. So in a sense of what's happening in Africa is going to affect me. You know, if you turn down the volume of your news program at night and just see, how do we react when we see the bodies of 150 African migrants being brought ashore in southern France or southern Italy? They have left Africa in a hope of a better world, and then their bodies are washed up in our seashores. How do I react to that? The mission of the church goes beyond frontiers, it goes beyond borders. So if I'm a people of God, if I'm a member of the people of God, that man who's washed up on the shore, I will want to take him as a brother, hug him as a brother, go to his mother, go to his wife, go to his children, console them. And so therefore, if I'm in a boardroom of Northern Europe, or if I'm in something to do with the political organization of the world, and if I am transformed by the power of Christ, then I will try and avoid that situation from occurring. That person has to leave that. And I will then begin to question myself about Africa, about the richness that's there in Africa. And I will be asked myself about the justice and the peace that there's in our world. And that's what the Pope mentions as well. He says that, you know, as a people of God, we must always search for peace and justice in our world. And that's what mission is all about.
And my thanks there go to Divine Word missionary Father Timothy Lahan, the new Secretary General of the Pontifical Society for the Propagation of the Faith, and of course to Emma McCarthy. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.